Unit 5, Citizen 2100. A. Exercise 3. Page 38.
The City of the Future. A bright future. Today, around 55% of the world's population live in cities. And that number will have increased to 85% by 2100. But will cities be able to deal with so many extra people? Or will they become even more crowded, uncomfortable, and unsafe than many of them already are today? Nobody knows for sure, but many experts are hopeful about the city of the future. With the help of modern technology, they could be the perfect places to live and work. Getting around. In 2100, cities will improve public transport with high-speed vacuum tube trains and self-driving buses. This will reduce the number of cars on the roads. Also, we will be driving electric cars, and there will be charging stations on every street. So there will be less air pollution, fewer traffic jams, and people will be able to go from place to place quickly and without stress. A place to call home. As more and more people move to cities, we will need to build more houses. In the future, we will use huge 3D printers to build houses and blocks of flats extremely quickly. Also, to create space, we will construct floating blocks of flats on rivers or off the coast. And a lot of modern buildings will have solar windows, which will create solar power for the people who live there. Food on your doorstep. Today, we spend a lot of time and money transporting food to cities. So people have begun trying to find ways to produce food close to the people who eat it. Some vertical farms already exist today, but in the future, we will build them in every major city. They'll provide healthy food to people living nearby. Spending your free time. The city of the future will have a lot of green areas. There won't be space for large parks, but buildings will have green roofs, perfect for relaxing and exercising. Also, less space will be taken up by shops, as people will order almost everything online. Within minutes, drones will deliver products to your front door.